You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is...
This is Jinx, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, hold up!
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here.
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
It's Tuesday, September 1st. Rabbit, 2020. Welcome to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and cosmicreality.net. Remember, we are supported by you folks out there listening. So please do us that favor. Hook us up. Keep us on air. Yay. Yes. Great show, Nancy and Mark. Yeah, I love the Tuesday shows. Yes. But I think we need to be... more aware about this full moon coming up over the next couple days. Yes, because it is all brand new. Yes, it is. So I figured I'd give us a couple minutes, a little bit of astrology for those people who might be concerning about what is going down and coming around the mountain as it comes. Or should I say the earth? Because it is an earthly thing. Yes, it is. But the earth isn't in the way. So you get to see the full moon. Yeah, it's not like when it's a new moon and the earth is in the way. You just can't see squat. Because of the way the sextilic cycles happen, and we are going through quite a few of those, actually. Yes, so. This one is from Astrology Answers. Come on, unclick. No, you're not allowed to do that. Quit messing with me. I want you to unclick. Yes, you can. Oh, come on. Unclick. I have to refresh this page. Oh, gosh. I guess so. Oh, because that darn old computer has its own mind, its own way of things. Has anybody else gotten updated to where, oh, Microsoft needs you to sign a contract or any other thing of that nature? Google wants me to do it too. I'm like, what the heck is this stuff? What are we giving them permission again for? For what, right? Let's hope it comes back. Because I did not ask for anything but this, and I just might have to go to Astrology Answers. Because it just, oh my gosh. You never know what you got till it's missing, right? And right now it just seems to be playing to be missing. And there's a lot that I just don't want, but there's a lot here that just is shoved in my face. And I don't want them. I want to get to know what the full moon in Pisces is going to mean for everybody. Everything going on around and things like that. Yes. Come on. It's going to take its sweet old time. Take its sweet old time. It's sweet old time. All right. Flip it, flip it, flip it. Oh, come on. It's just so funny how that happens. Yes, and you don't always get what you want. You don't always get what you ask for. And now it's a blank flipping page. And that's not what I wanted. I didn't want a blank page. I wanted what I asked for. Come on. Okay, let's see if this is it. Will you come on? Will you come up to where I want you? And what I wanted? Everything seems to just be taking so much more time than it should have to. I think they're just trying to irritate us, really. Something's going on. Yes. No, I don't care about that. I'm trying to get this. No, come on. I don't want to have to revamp it again. Just takes this sweet old time. It does. It does. Did I share it? Should I check to see if I shared it and play it from there? It's not even giving me permission to click my clicker and get anything done. Oh, how bad is that? That's pretty scary. Okay, might have to take it all down and bring it back up. I bet I'm going to have to do that. Alrighty then, I shall do that. So, anybody having interesting dreams lately? Anything else going on in your downtime? Because I know I have. I'm getting a lot of interesting dreams going on. Yep. And they didn't make much sense, but that's okay too. That's just the way dreams go sometimes, right? Yeah, you just never know. Nope, just like this here. It's taking its sweet old time. Yes, you just never know how it's gonna go till you try to get there. Try to get there. Yes. Just taking its sweet old time. It is, it is. Oh, what? You want me to what? No, not now. Come on. You want me to do an update right now? You a-holes. Okay, I'll do it. Oh, should have nothing to do with Skype, so hey, let's see if this helps. Yeah, now's the perfect time to do that. You usually do it in the morning. And the last time actually just made it more slower than it should be. But hey, that's okay too, right? Yep. All this technological stuff. And there's so much of it that really is, oh my gosh. More than what we could fathom in life to be what it is we are and what we go through. And how it is and what it is, what it is. What it is. Okay, come on. Yeah, but you're not giving it to me again. Come on. Pull it up. Gosh, I just can't believe it. Sometimes it just makes you wonder. No, I wanted. There it is. Okay. Now, can I un-volume it?
No,
it's too low.
A little bit of technical difficulties, so bear with me. Ah, there we go. I'm live. Sorry about that.
I don't think you can hear it.
Wonderful friends. We have a little technical difficulty.
I'm on
high.
I'm
not sure if it's because there's a full moon, crazy energy out there, or what is happening. But please let me welcome you to Transformational Tuesdays here at Astrology Answers Live. My name is Patty Tucker, and I have the privilege, along with all of our wonderful folks at Astrology Answers, for providing you with information that we hope will help transform your lives. So we have incredible tools and incredible resources here at Astrology Answers for anything that you require on your own journey of transformation. So check our stuff out. It is incredible. But I get to meet with you here every Tuesday and deliver you kind of an energetic messages based on where the planets are playing in the sky. So today we have something really interesting. And to say that I did not sleep last night would be an understatement. As some of you know that have been joining me here on Tuesdays for a few years, the full moon plays havoc on my sleep, but full moons can have a profound effect on how we feel, act, and sleep. So all of us are going to be profoundly affected by this energetic high that comes into our lives once a month. So full moons are meant to illuminate, because of all the light, our mind. And when I speak about the mind, I speak about not only the logical mind, this conscious mind, but we also have the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind. So there you go. So what happens typically at a full moon, and my goodness gracious, we have an interesting one today because it's in Pisces, is that a lot of our subconscious thoughts, our conscious thoughts will be illuminated and will create a little bit of disturbance, for lack of a better word, in our lives. So you could be feeling a little off. You could be, your sleep is off, your thinking is off. My dear friends, the message with these energies, and we're going to get to the interesting stuff that's happening with Mars and Saturn, is just to be patient with yourself. Hi, Jennifer. Great to have you, my friend. Nikki's here. Nikki, I love having you join me here every Tuesday. To those that are new, we welcome you. And to my good friends that join me here and my Soul Space members, I want to give a special welcome. So before I go into a little more of the energies of Pisces, we got a little bit of Mars and Saturn squaring to talk about. And my beautiful Virgos, my beautiful, the sun shining on my birthday Virgos. I'd love to hear How did you sleep last night? Does the full moon affect your sleep? Love to hear from any of you Pisces, because this is going to have a very interesting effect on my Pisces, and I'll tell you why. When you think of Pisces, if you're into astrology, if you're new to astrology, the symbol of Pisces is two fish. Now, these fish are swimming in opposite directions. This represents the duality of Pisces. And this duality will oftentimes come in the emotional
space. Oh, come on.
So you might be feeling happiness and peace one day and joy, and then the next day you're angry, you're frustrated, you're off. That is normal about Pisces. But if you've joined me here before, you know that I'm a proponent, I'm a big supporter of allowing those emotions to be. Just accept them. Because I'm all about, you know, they say that unconditional love, it's love without conditions, and that our energy is comprised of that at our core. Well, then wouldn't we be doing ourselves and everyone a service if we were just to accept those emotions without judgment? Just allow them to be there. Energy in motion. Pisces is ruled by Neptune, which is the god of the seas. And Pisces is a water sign, so there's even more emotions that may come up with this full moon tonight. And here's the thing. Again, it's double amplified. Subconscious, conscious, unconscious. All these emotions can come up. And because it's a full moon and those emotions are normal to come up anyway, it's going to be double so because it's in Pisces. So here's the thing about emotions. And here's the thing about Pisces. And maybe it's because it's represented by fish. But what I am going to say, and Christine, this is for you, my friend, who's a Pisces. When you go fishing, you've heard about catch and release. Well, why not use the illumination of this full moon to catch where our thoughts are, to catch where our emotions are at, and release them? Because really, who needs to hang on to that stuff, right? Here's one of my favorite things about what this full moon is saying. If you focus on hurt, you're going to continue to suffer. But if you focus on the lesson, you will continue to grow. So Pisces, because it's ruled by that Neptune, that planet of the god of the sea, it's really about the imagination and creativity. It's about dreams and the arts. And, you know, it's about these feelings and emotions bubbling up to the surface. So put your faith in your intuition. Trust what might be coming up. Catch it so you can release it. I'm going to give you a really good tool in a minute. And we're going to do that together. I've already done it today. So I'll share my findings with you. Maybe. But let's, first of all, put that full moon Pisces energy aside and let's look into this Mars.
As your trusted health authority, I'll share with you why you should be more scared than ever before.
A square means it's an opposition. It's opposing energies. And you couldn't get more opposition than Mars and Saturn. Mars is really about passion and anger and sexuality and assertiveness and war, and you can see how I'm doing this, right? That's Mars. Saturn is more about structure and law, restriction, discipline. Well, this is possibly what could be going on in your mind's subconscious, conscious. You could be having opposition, and these thoughts and these emotions could be causing a little bit of a ping pong game energetically. And folks, I get it. I've been there last week and a little bit of this week. It's almost like I've been feeling the full moon emotions for a couple of weeks. But the good news is, and a great tool, we're going to go there in a minute, because we're going to kind of lean into that Pisces energy of creativity and imagination and intuition. And we're going to catch it and release it. But the good news is we've got these Virgo, because the sun's in Virgo, and the moon in Pisces, they're mutable energies. This is what I love about it. Mutable energies are flexibility, adaptability, and sympathy. So I'm going to ask that you just take a moment. Bonnie says, what about Cancer? Everyone is affected by the full moon in Pisces. Everyone is affected by the sun in Virgo. We get those energies lent to us. So it's a gift. So just because I'm a Leo doesn't mean I get the benefit, my dear Cancer friend, of these energies. Virgo's an earth energy. It's interesting. Last week, if you joined me, to ground into these interesting energies that are coming up. Who doesn't want to ground into catching and releasing emotions and thoughts that don't work for us? So that's exactly what we're going to do. I have, Amanda, I love what you just said about, oh, thanks, Amanda. Well, it's so true, right? Who needs to hang on to hurt? Who needs to continue to suffer when we can embrace or focus the lesson and grow? Who doesn't want to do that? That's what we do here at Astrology Answers. We inform so you can transform, change, grow, and evolve. And you can delve deeper into the soul if you want and join me in our private members area called Soul Space. And a lot of my Soul Space family are here. And I'm telling you, we have such an incredible time. In fact, we're starting something really great in Soul Space. So if you become a member every month, I go on live and I answer your own personal questions of transformation. So you get me all to yourself. So as a transformation and energy healer and guide, that's an added bonus, trust me. And I can't wait to join my Soul Space members next week. We'll go live and do that. So let's get back to these. You can see I'm all over the map. Sorry about that, folks. This is what this duality energy is giving me. So this Pisces duality energy is asking us to be less at opposition, to accept that opposition is there, but to try and just condense it and bring it down into one single transformative tool. And here it is. If you journal or write, which I'm going to suggest you do, because it's very, very valuable to get that stuff out on paper, and even if you don't have a journal, just grab a piece of paper. Today you're going to do something really interesting. You're going to take your pen or pencil in your dominant hand, so I'm right-handed, and you're going to write the question, if my soul could ask me to release something from my life, what would it be? You're going to write that sentence down, and you're going to take your pen or pencil in your non-dominant hand, and you're going to write your answer. Trust in the Pisces energy that is being lent to you today, folks. I want you to trust your intuition. I want you to use this as a creative transformational tool and allow yourself to just go. Go slow and go with the flow. Because I assure you that this is an energy that needs to come out. It needs to be expressed. Because why hang on and repress all that duality when you could come into a nice flow of unity and have that flow working through your lives? So that is my recommendation for today. I just want to read a few more comments. Alicia, yes, sweetheart. Alicia, thanks for joining us. I will try and answer as many questions as I can. Mary says she's very emotional lately, Sag. You know, Mary, I don't know if it's just these last few weeks. I, too, have been really emotional. emotional. And I think that, you know, I spoke about this before, and I'm going to give the teaching again. We're emotional beings. That's just what we are. We have a mental body. We have an emotional body. We have an energy body, which is our soul or spirit. And then we have a physical body. And we have these individually. But if you look at the collective, we all have...
What we have is a lot of fear going on, and people are going to feel the anxiety. And people are going to feel that the way of things are not the way they're supposed to be. And this is the moon that will help you structure and hopefully organize through your dreams and your journaling and to find answers to questions that you're asking. I like the idea of writing down the question with your dominant hand and then taking the undominant hand and writing down the answer. Well, mine came up hate. That was my answer. What do I want to get rid of? I want to get rid of anything that would have the connotation to have to do with hate. Because I don't want to be a hated or hateful or hate things, because that's an ugly four-letter word that I don't want in my vocabulary. But I've been feeling things about to the discretion of realizing that if I kept on feeling it, I just might become in that hate-filled moment. And I really don't want that either, because it's not going to do anybody any good, for one thing. Nope, for one thing, it's just not going to do me any good either. And I care a lot about myself, because I am selfish. I am highly selfish. Yes.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, the heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Now do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio! Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yes, indeedy. I am still on a full moon kick here. Yes. Yes, this is my other favorite astrologer. Yes, and hopefully he doesn't. do any of the swearing that he can end up doing every now and then, but that's all right. See what happens.
Welcome to your Inspirational Astrology Horoscope for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. I'm Astrologer Dave Palmer, the Leo King, here to illuminate the collective consciousness. Well, rabbit, it's the first day of the month. Make sure that you say it. Welcome to HighVibe.TV, where, you know what, if you feel it, are you ready to see it? Definitely, it's a full moon day here at High Vibe. We got spiritual dance music tonight. And if you are not a subscriber to HighVibe.TV, make sure that you subscribe to get access to how I do this daily video every day, and my weekly sun sign horoscopes, and my weekly exclusive horoscopes, and weekly tarot that are always on the app, plus so many other awesome people. And, of course, you get deep astrology in its full form. And we do live shows and notifications, so much more. Check it out, HighVibe.TV. Also, Battle of the Gods. We have Mars going retrograde next week, and we have the biggest battle we are ever going to see in our lives, as above, and it will happen so below. So this has been the video I put out almost a month ago, and it is the big preparation point for you. This is on HighVibe.TV. It is exclusive for HighVibe.TV, so it's under the paid video section. It's $12.95, and it is over 4 hours long, preparing you all the history and showing you we've never seen anything even close to this. So make sure that you check it out at least for the last 2,000 plus years. So make sure you check it out and go to HighVibe.TV paid video section. Now today we've got that full moon in Pisces with the sun in Virgo. And this is a very unique one because it is at 10 degrees of Virgo and Pisces. And what is at 10 degrees in nice aspects is Uranus and Taurus. So this is about us trying something new and different that it will bring us to the real dream, the real quality dream. But the illusion is high.
This is us not trying to go down the illusions that we can make our reality change by doing things that are very Pisces-like. Turning things from illusion that we think that we can magically change that. You know, when that, it's like, you know, drugs, alcohol are ruled by Pisces, right? It's like, you know, we don't want to get drunk or we don't want to get too high on some sort of pipe dream that's not reality based. But with Uranus and Taurus here, it's about the quality here and about trying innovative different things and tactics that bring that quality, the right kind of people. Are you around the right kind of people with the right kind of quality that you align within your life for your reality? Remember, Mercury's been in trining to all these big energies over in Capricorn, Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn, which are all retrograde. So, you know, it's like planning out things better. I know it's felt very mundane or kind of blank sheet of paper in life and kind of a little bit boring. And we want that excitement out of this full moon that's trying to really come, and it will come. But it's about where are we placing that excitement? Excitement that's going to really build us to the best place possible? Excitement that's going to make our life better? Or just excitement that's just going to pass us by in just a jiffy of a second and then just leave us kind of hanging out to dry? Now, we also have to remember that Venus in Cancer is in direct opposition to Saturn in Capricorn. So, yes, we want to feel the physical. We want to feel emotions, relationships, projects. We want to feel that spark in life that makes us feel comfortable and makes us feel nurtured and good. But that opposition to Saturn is like, hold up. Only if it is part of the destiny, only if it is part of the long-term thing in life, only if it is going to do something that is better in alignment with where you're going in your life. And this is where the delusional stuff can happen, where we can almost kind of say, no, yes, it is, when really it's not. And remember that with Mars being at 27 degrees of Aries, we are seeing Venus now start to square Mars. So we don't want to force ourselves into emotional places that are not in our identity of our truth. We don't want to put on some sort of false mask right now of our reality, some sort of false sense of, you know, where we think things are going, or force relationships to emotionally change, or force people to change in itself. We also don't want to force ourselves to change, to be like other people, because this is a time where we have to know our values, and we need to stick to our values. And that's who we are. That's what makes us unique. And this full moon says for us to not be delusioned. We're not to get that kind of, you know, Piscean, just, you know, drunk high or just like not in alignment with reality and think that that can change things. We are in Virgo. It's time to make big changes. And this full moon is exactly square to Aldebaran and Taurus. So there is this pressure on, are you going to go to the dark side or are you going to go to the light side? And that's really what this is. Like, this is a full moon on, are you going to go on to the really big dream of the light and that Archangel Michael of Aldebaran? Or are you going to go into that kind of deeper reptilian, you know, I just want something to make me feel better in this moment and to feel, you know, some sort of magic that's not magic because it will not last and not be sustainable in your life. And this brings up relationships extremely because Venus is in opposition to Saturn and squaring Mars. And with Mercury that's been in trine to Saturn, we need to play it smart. We need to really go look at our life and like what really is it? We can have the ultimate dreams right now. But if we play this by just like by a fling or by just some crazy kind of situation that doesn't make sense, or staying in situations that don't make sense, or, you know, hanging around people and their characters that are not really the character that we embody in ourselves, then what are we doing? So this is a big full moon, and it is a big full moon about people. It's dealing with Venus and it's dealing with Uranus, and both are being aspected exactly to the degree. Saturn, still in quincunx, also to the north node. Don't fuck up your destiny right now off curiosity that is sticking only to the curiosity that you know is the best road for you in your life. Not just curiosity of just to be curious. Curiosity that's connected to, this makes sense. This looks like it would work in my life really well. The card for this full moon, and of course we got spiritual dance pieces tonight, don't forget, I'm pulling from the Golden Tarot. We did get, wow, the Ace of Cups. We definitely want to fulfill our emotional cups, but it needs to be with the dove here, the most pure space, from the godly space, from the heavenly space, something that would feel heavenly, not that false heavenly sense. You know, there's that false heaven that we can get through a high, or we can get through an illusion, or we can get through, you know, a pipe dream. But this is about the white dove that comes to wash away our sins in many ways, or wash away toxicity. And that's what a full moon in Pisces is. It's wash away. This is the most purifying full moon there is, opposed to, of course, a full moon in Virgo that comes 6 months from now, right? This is the purifying sun and moon moment. This is where to purify your life and to align with what's pure and to be with what's pure. And by golly, will you get the ultimate heaven that you've ever wished for? But if you're going to go dip yourself into a toxic place just to get a little bit of fling out of the reality feeling mundane, how hard will it be to wash off that tar and dirt that gets all over you? I appreciate you all very much. Spiritual dance music tonight. Of course, get Battle of the Gods on highvibe.tv on the paid video section. And we will see you.
All right. Oh, my. Is that today? I don't know if this is today or not. 9-1. A 7.0. Where did it strike? Oh, my gosh. Well, I am going to have to basically check that out. Yes. I am going to have to check that out. So let's see what it says. A 7's a pretty big earthquake. Okay, well, come on. Let me do this too. Come on. It's just not playing fair. Nope, not playing fair. Okay, I wanted you removed. I remove that. Yes, remove. Because it's already on there. And this for later. So we do that. Will it do it now? Nope, not yet. So press like. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I'd like to hear what this says. I mean, a 7.0 and a 6.8, and if it strikes the Pacific and Chile. Major movement strikes day 10. So, let's see what Dutch Sense has to say about this earthquake. I mean, the planet is alive, and this full moon's gonna go ahead and flip and, do things to the planet. Because that's the way it goes. So are you gonna... That would be funny if you're gonna do that, but you're not, are you? Nope. Just doesn't want to. There we go. There's some noise. So, is it going to shut? Is it going to talk? I wonder if it's going to talk. Because it's not going to talk. There's no sense in having it on. Alrighty then. I mean, honestly. Yes. Yes, we can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Harry.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is 11:18 p.m. Central Time, still on the 31st of August, 2020, Monday here in the United States. Got some breaking news for you guys. 6.8 to 7.0 range earthquake has just struck in central Chile, central north Chile, right along the coast on the plate boundary. And let me go ahead and turn on a display capture so you can see what I see. This is a large earthquake, guys, and we're going to go look a few things up. But first things first, let's pull it up on the USGS plate boundary map. This is something I show all the time, the red lines on the map. And here the USGS does have the earthquake. They have it at 6.8. I would say they'll probably take it up in magnitude. We'll probably see an upgrade on this to 7.0, maybe 7.1. We'll see. But it came in a preliminary at 7.0. And we'll click on the info. They do have a little tsunami thing here on their disclaimer, a little notice, if you will. So while they do have the earthquake, we don't actually have any kind of tsunami warning. Just an update. Now, a lot of people are telling me that we should probably go over and check the National Data Buoy Center just to see. So let's go see. NDBC. Now, here's the deal. I don't normally have to check this. We only check it when there's potentially some kind of wave activity that can happen. And when we get an upper 6 to 7.0 earthquake, we can see wave activity. So let's just go here and see what's going on. Well, now, there we are. Okay, so here's our buoys in the region. And right now, the buoys are not registering anything, but the earthquake just struck within the past few minutes. And it struck somewhere right in here. So if there is any kind of wave activity, we will see it show up on this nearest yellow marked buoy. It might even start to flash and go into event mode if it's detecting any kind of disturbance. But right now, there's nothing. Let me hit refresh on it just to make sure. And you guys should always check this yourselves. Keep these sites open. Hit refresh. You can go over to tsunami.gov and check it there. It looks like their site is running a little slow. There's probably an influx of people probably checking it right now because a lot of people think to come over here and check. And, I mean, I hit refresh on it. You can see that it's just spinning hourglass there, taking forever to load. So, okay, well, there we are. No tsunami event mode yet. So that being said, let's go get the stats on the quake. They have it at a 10-kilometer depth. Oh, man, this has not even been reviewed by a seismologist yet. That 10-kilometer auto-generated depth. So, I mean, we won't even know what the depth is on this earthquake till it gets reviewed and information gets put out. Let's go over to the technical information and go to the origin page, click on magnitudes, and see how they're coming to their determination of 6.8. I mean, you can see they're not even giving us the magnitude information yet, so we don't even know how they're coming to their determination. This is just like an auto computer generated smash of data, if you will, from the first earthquake. So we'll wait and see on that. I mean, I'm thinking they'll take it up. Let's go and see what's going on down here, where the actual earthquake struck. Okay, coast of Chile. I think we all know about the coast of Chile. The largest earthquake in recorded history happened here back in the 1960, I think. It's a 9.5 or something, 9.3, 9.5. Huge earthquake caused a tsunami that went all the way across the Pacific and impacted into Hawaii and Alaska and Japan. Like 30-foot waves. I mean, huge tsunami back in 1960, but here we are. We're right along the coast. This is a slope that goes down to a bend in the plate that's more like, think of like we're looking down into a bathtub almost. So this is the side of the rim that comes up to the top, and then down below we're going down 20,000 feet, you know, twice as high as the Colorado Rockies are going up. We're going down and going like, you know, again, 24,000 feet in some spots. So that fold or bend in the plate, this takes us back to 10 days ago. You'll hear dings of the bell and ringing of the earthquakes, guys. That's other earthquakes striking since the 6.8. But so I want to take you back 10 days. 10 days over here, exactly 10 days ago, there was a deep 6.9 on this side of the plate, prompting me to issue a warning. Well, there was a few options that we talked about. Option one, of course, was Philippines, Indonesia, and Papua New Guinea all getting hit. And all three of those were direct earthquake forecast hits. In case you don't know, Philippines got hit, Indonesia got hit, Papua New Guinea got hit. All three with, well, two of them with 6.9s and one of them with a 6.1. All three around where the big, deep earthquake happened 10 days ago right here. So option two was, or for option one, was a big earthquake to strike right next to the 6.9. That did not happen. Instead, a spread went around the planet. We just talked about that in my update just a couple hours ago. The third option was compensation down here. Ah, look, they brought it in at 7.
They're just trying to keep us safe, right? Not to freak out.
Nope. They brought in at 6.8. Yep. They brought it in at 6.8. Europeans and USGS both have it at 6.8. They're keeping it at a 6.8. Hold on. But they haven't revised the depth or anything. Let's go see. Hold on. I've got to go see how they're coming to their determination on this. This matters. Hold on. Let's hit refresh. What the heck? Nothing. They're not giving us any information. What's the second earthquake here? Let's zoom in a little closer and get the info. I have to know. I mean, this matters to me. Okay, now the Europeans have weighed in, and they have it at 6.8. They have it at a 2-kilometer depth, so a very shallow 6.8. That means a lot of people felt this around the area, and we need to go find the nearest town then. So here's the epicenter, and Valinor would be a nearby town. Let's see how big one. Oh, it's not small. It's somewhat nice-sized little town there. Let's go in and see what we've got going on here. Okay, this is, again, I mean, these aren't rural little villages. Those are actually fairly large towns. So we are definitely close enough, and there's probably some right along here along the shore that would feel that a little bit more. Okay, well, whether it's a 6.8 or 7.0, we're not going to know until we can get the stations, and I've got to see the stations to see whether or not. So there's something about this 6.8, though, I'd like you to notice. Do you notice how it's sandwiched? If this was a triangle, if you will, that we have a 5.8 on one side, or 5.9, depending on who you go with, and a 5.8 on the other. But both are on X's, or one is on an X, the other is on the ridge. But the middle point, if we go up and around through South America, or South America being the center point, between these two 5.8s. But to see the center point, we have to go out so far from the planet that the distance is so vast that we have to go that far back out to even see it. So I just want to draw your attention to that. So option number three that we talked about 10 days ago was compensation coming across over to South America, Chile. And option four, which hasn't happened, is compensation here following that. So there's so many things that can happen now, but I would lean towards we are now in day 11 of a 10-day watch, that we are going just a little bit longer than what I was expecting. I was expecting 10 up to 10 days. Here we are at the end of day 10, and we have a near 7. And I'm going to call it a 7 until otherwise proved. Show us the stations, guys. So I'm going to call it a 7 until otherwise proved. Whether they say it's a 6.8 or 7, what's the difference? 0.2? So the difference is 0.2. And it's a big earthquake following our big deep earthquake on day 10 of the watch when we went many, many weeks. Actually, I think we went 85 days without any 7.0 activity at all planet-wide. And then that came flaring back like a month and a half, 2 months ago. That came flaring back up. But we went 85 days without a 7. And that was, again, count done by many people, not just me. So we're looking at it now, in case you're just now tuning in. A 7.0 earthquake, 6.8, struck right down here off the coast of Chile. And it's shallow. It likely was felt around the whole region, at least a few hundred miles out in each direction. I would say at least as far north as the letter D, and at least as far south as our little arrow right here. So what do we expect now that this hit? Well, down, over, and around. Letter X. Going to get hit again. And it should be something in the 6.0 range. So a 6.8 to 7.0 earthquake up here, by the time it goes down, around, and underneath, might lose a magnitude. Might. So I would look for it to be in the 6 range to strike down here at the South Sandwich Islands pretty soon. Now, we're not going to be shocked. Look, a 5.9 struck to the north. 5.8 struck back behind it. The rest of the planet's going into overdrive right now with multiple sixes yesterday. So we had multiple 6.0 range earthquakes in the past 2 days. 6.2 in the Indian Ocean, 6.5 on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, rare. and a spread of fives that goes all the way back down and around and back up and over to where our big deep earthquake happened. So big deep earthquake happened here. Energy went rarely went down, around, and up that way. Energy went across, over, and out this way. And it went up as far as Kamchatka this way. Now, on the opposite side of the plate, we get a new 7. So a 6.9 on one side of the plate 10 days ago, and a 6.9 or 7 on the other 10 days later. Compensation. And we've talked about the compensation thing. It doesn't happen all the time, though. Compensation on the Pacific plate, oh, they just downgraded it. Whatever, guys. Compensation goes back and forth. Oh, you know what? Now that they, hey, hold on. Now that they revised the earthquake, we should be able to see how they're coming to their determination. Right? I mean, if they're revising it, we should be able to see the magnitudes. Oh, well, sorry. Hey, well, we need to give them some more time. That's what we're going to need to do. Time. Time heals all wounds.
You're not saying that...
And in this case, we're going to need to give them some time. We're dealing with an outdated, antiquated system that needs to be brought into the 21st century. Make me director of the USGS for a couple of years. I'll do it for free. We'll get it all.
Do it for free. That's just something else. Oh my gosh. We have just never a known idea of what really is possible. Nope. At least not that I can tell, but they've changed it. Alright. We will be going to a break.
Passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6 verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Thank you all for joining me here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and cosmicreality.net. Remember, we are listener-supported here on this September 1st of 2020. Please remember, again, we are only here because of you, so keep up the good work. Thank you for joining us and doing us that favor of helping to donate. And for now, you can also come to the homepage of freedomslips.com and get some free archives if you're missing any shows that you might have wanted to hear over again, etc., etc. For now, for the first September, we'll see. Yes. It's all but a dream. Sometimes a reality check really can hit hard. Hard and fast, and you gotta have and know that, you know, it'll all be all right, just 'cause it'll be all right, 'cause your attitude and your mindset as well, following it to the best that it can, no fear, no animosity, try not to hate. Try not to get into where you're letting life influence you. I mean, you're the one that needs to influence life. To not be in the way that basically harms you. No harm. No harm. Okay. Let us see what this decides to do. Psychiatric's master plan for control. Now, I don't know what that is, but we'll find out.
No one can deny that our world is in trouble. Today, our cities have become battlegrounds, often ruled by gang violence. Every 42 seconds, a violent crime is committed in the United States. Every third of a minute, someone is arrested for drug abuse. 8 million American children are prescribed drugs that cause violence and suicide. Images of murderous schoolchildren and acts of senseless violence fill the headlines. None of this just happened.
People aren't aware that in 1940, a prominent British psychiatrist, Colonel J.R. Rees, addressed the National Council on Mental Hygiene and set the agenda for psychiatry for the next 60 years. Since then, psychiatrists have been given authority in nearly every sector of our society, with tragic results.
We must aim to make it permeate every educational activity in our national life. Public life, politics, and industry should all of them be within our sphere of influence. We have made a useful attack upon a number of professions. The two easiest of them, naturally, are the teaching profession and the church. The most difficult are law and medicine.
Rees's colleague, psychiatrist G. Brock Chisholm, co-founder of the World Federation for Mental Health, expanded upon psychiatry's plans.
The reinterpretation and eventually eradication of the concept of right and wrong are the objectives of all psychotherapy. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas.
To implement their master plan, American psychiatrists promised the U.S. Congress that they could solve mankind's problems, but only if they were sufficiently bankrolled. Since then, U.S. government funding for psychiatric research alone has gone from $1 million to $1.4 billion a year, an increase of more than 139,000%. And with these funds, psychiatrists accelerated their strategic plan, turning an unsuspecting public into psychiatric victims. They create imaginary diseases that are literally voted into existence and published in their billing Bible, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, or DSM.
DSM is basically an arbitrary classification of thoughts, moods, and behavior decided upon by a committee of psychiatrists, and it's created not by anything scientific. That is, it's not as if there's some study of tissue or some study of the body or some study of matter.
These invented diseases are then treated with barbaric practices and dangerous drugs that are so powerful they are classified with narcotics such as morphine, cocaine, and heroin. And even still, they are prescribed to children. The U.S. government-funded National Institutes of Health assembled a panel of prominent doctors and psychiatrists to explain to the public one of the diseases contained in the DSM, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD.
I would like any member of the panel to describe a typical ADHD in terms of symptomatology. Mark, would you like to? Since you see them in your practice.
I think the panel has been frank, and, you know, the difficulties here are immense in terms of it is hard. It's very hard to know how to answer this question. They cannot, you know, even when. They are as if driven by a motive. There are some good clinical descriptions. And I think, you know, I think the part of the problem is the profession keeps changing the diagnosis.
At this time, we do not have a diagnostic test for ADHD. Therefore, the validity of the disorder continues to be a problem.
Psychiatrists receive $21 billion a year prescribing powerful psychotropic drugs to children for a disease that doesn't exist.
It's all a fraud. They spend millions upon millions creating this research and creating this scientific literature to convey the impression to non-scientific medical practitioners that these are brain diseases.
Psychiatrists know full well they can't prove there are any mental diseases, as they openly admitted at their annual convention in 2005.
Psychiatric illness is not really an illness.
How do you evaluate if someone is cured or sick?
Cure is certainly something we look forward to and we have no earthly idea how to accomplish.
You want to treat them even if you don't really exactly know what causes it.
We're not good at causes. We don't know what causes mental illness.
But it hasn't stopped psychiatry from taking billions for treatments and drug prescriptions, while they arrogantly peddle their cures with devastating effects on unsuspecting human guinea pigs.
Mr. Blount has virtually no signs of his original illness now. The signs that the movements of his mouth are completely side effects of the drugs that he was on for 20 years. Mr. Blount is quite rational. He understands what's going on.
Psychiatric health care is big business. Insurance companies pay out $69 billion every year for psychiatric services, doubling the cost of medical insurance premiums. Psychiatry's master plan to infiltrate all sectors of society has become a reality. While psychiatrists are paid $23 billion a year to rehabilitate American prisoners, two out of every three released convicts return to prison within 3 years. In the past 40 years, money doled out to psychiatrists and psychologists to improve literacy in our schools has soared to $28 billion, while through those same 40 years, functional literacy rates have plunged. Meanwhile, posing as medical doctors, psychiatrists electroshock 2 million people a year, killing 10,000. For $12 worth of electricity, American psychiatrists rake in $5 billion a year. With all their so-called miracle treatments, nearly twice as many Americans have died in government psychiatric hospitals in just the past four decades than in all U.S. wars since 1776. So any way you measure it, psychiatry has spelled nothing but ruin. While raking in over $2 trillion every year, they cannot point to a single cure. As unbelievable as all this may seem to you, you are about to learn the facts about psychiatry that psychiatrists would prefer you didn't know. It is because of their influence that society is failing. Something can and must be done about it.
Very, very sad. Very, very sad. That we just don't even know to recognize that we've been taken for a ride. Again, for something else. A new kind of plandemic kind of thing. Ha 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 ha. It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? Jeez. Just doesn't always make sense, does it? It just doesn't always make sense. Of what the heck is going on? Yep. Oh, but they can make all this money. They can do all that. Oh, heck yeah. But they aren't helping. There is no cures. There is no cures. So why are we doing it? Why are we allowing this?
Psychiatry in all of this time doesn't have one case report of one disease validated, not one. What they do is they meet at the American Psychiatric Association, they meet in the DSM committee, Diagnostic Statistical Manual Committee, and they vote on making new behavioral and emotional disorders, and they vote, and then they start immediately calling them diseases. And they tell people, they tell the public these are diseases. Total fraud. Total fraud.
The actual truth about chemical balance is that it's an actual lie. Nobody has yet measured, demonstrated, or created a test to show that somebody has a chemical imbalance in their brain. Period.
What the American public should be thinking about is when they or their loved ones or their friends have received a psychiatric diagnosis, they should be asking the doc, geez, doc, where's the chemical test for that? Where is the objective test for this? And I guarantee you that they'll be told, we don't have a chemical test for that.
Just imagining all the children that have been put.
There are no biological tests for any mental illnesses that I'm aware of.
There are not current available tests to verify your diagnosis.
There is no test. There is no specific test to differentiate between, let's say, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Not a single test.
Yeah, we have not really confirmatory tests for the diagnosis.
There is no test, there's no biopsy you can do that says this person is depressed, this person is bipolar.
We don't have anything really currently to identify mental illness per se.
No, there are no specific tests to confirm the diagnosis or show the improvement, like any blood tests or any x-rays or anything like that.
Oh, in my practice, I don't do any tests. I just speak with people and listen to them, and then I make a decision in what kind of illness there should be.
We don't really have any specific blood tests or other tests that are definitive for any mental illness whatsoever.
What kind of biological tests do we have available today for detecting mental illnesses?
None.
There is no rational science behind what they think is the cause of these symptoms. The medications that are being given to people are, without exception, introducing chemicals that are altering the brain in ways which can be very damaging. And I'll go a step further and say that in the absence of a proven chemical imbalance for which the medications are, quote, rebalancing or fixing, the medications are in fact toxic.
And psychiatric cure patients.
How many patients have you been able to cure so far?
I would say one.
How many people have I cured? Well, there are no real cures right now in psychiatry.
The idea of any... you asked me about the issue about how many people I've cured. I don't know that any of us are ever completely cured of anything.
I have not been able to cure many patients.
I have cured none of my patients.
Psychiatrists admit there is no medical test that can prove anyone has a mental illness. Psychiatrists admit they can't cure their patients. What are we doing? Yes, insurance. In the U.S. alone, $69 billion in mental health. International psychiatric drug sales have reached $76 billion per year. Despite international warnings that psychiatric drugs can cause suicide, violence, psychosis, mania, heart attacks, and sudden death.
So you have to ask the classic Roman question, legal question, cui bono, who benefits? The people who make the diagnosis.
Yeah, well, why should we care about the world? Why? Why should we care about each other? Why? Why should we go ahead and just, you know, fall for these treatments? How many...
Ladies and gentlemen, you perhaps heard about the mystery seeds from China.
Yes. Just. All right. Let's try this one first because I have the minutes for this one and we'll come back to the other one.
Ladies and gentlemen, food seems to be spontaneously combusting around the world right now. As the efforts to engineer food scarcity are ramping up and the controlled demolition of global agriculture is marching forward. This is a crazy week this week with food factories and warehouses, sugar refineries, grain elevators, all exploding, just literally burning to the ground. And, you know, we'd mentioned after the port of Beirut there burned down, taking out 85% of Lebanon's grain stores. And then a train derailed last week where 37 cars of corn just spilled out onto the ground, wasted. We said, man, it seems like there's a lot of accidents around food right now. You may need to be careful. It's very dangerous, especially food storage. It seems to be a dangerous place to be right now. I think we called it dead on. So let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast.
I don't think that is a secret.
And I want to start in Essex, where a massive warehouse burned down yesterday. Hear from the mayor, huge blaze rips through food factory, destroying the entire warehouse. We read that a huge blaze ripped through a food factory in Essex late yesterday night, causing high flames and huge clouds of smoke. The building, which had 100 firefighters, over 16 crews at the peak of the incident, burned completely down. There was nothing left of it. So the warehouse has almost completely been destroyed. Only small sections of the external wall still standing. Nothing in it for sure. So what was this building that burned down and authorities are still trying to investigate what happened there? This was Kent Foods Limited's brand new 2015 purpose-built flagship depot. It has 2 million cubic feet of storage space from whence we supply the entire southeast of England. They could fit 230 London buses in there, or they could, but they had lots of food, all of which is now gone. And now they don't have their logistics hub, and they're not going to be supplying the entire southeast of England going forward. Kent Foods Limited, obviously a major producer and distributor in the UK. And we're just seeing the infrastructure of our food system exploded right from underneath us. Wow, we're still depending on it. In New Orleans, the Domino Sugar Factory caught fire yesterday. Not the factory itself, but the sugar storage silos, which are 10 stories high and had sugar in them. Let's read about this. The fire broke out, quote, in one of 2 10-story silos on the property, which the fire department says were packed full of sugar. Employees were evacuated, and obviously the 10 stories worth of sugar that were stored in these silos is wasted now. This further exacerbates the sugar shortage we've been enjoying here in the United States ever since we lost most of our sugar beet crop last year in the early September blizzard that went through Idaho. And, you know, we saw co-ops leaving mountains of sugar beets out there just unharvested because they were ruined. All right, let's keep going because this one is the most significant in Iowa on the heels of the derecho 18 days ago, which plowed through the very heart of the Corn Belt. Iowa is 6th, so 16% roughly, of the U.S. corn production. The U.S., of course, is 40% of the corn production in the world. So you could not have shot weather warfare storms any more effectively through the heart of global corn production than this derecho did right through the middle of the Corn Belt, straight through the middle of Iowa.
The explosion happened at Ag Partners in Royal, Iowa around 3:30 p.m. This video was sent in by a viewer. It captures the moment the grain elevator exploded in Royal, which is a town of more than 400 people southwest of Spencer, Iowa in Clay County. First responders from Everly, Spencer, Peterson, and other nearby communities were on the scene tonight waiting for a structural engineer who is surveying the extent of damage to the facility. Crews went door to door in the community after the explosion to check on residents and distribute water where needed. Power to homes in the area was shut down for a while, but was later restored.
There was smoke coming from just about every place on the elevator. I don't know if it was after effect of explosion or something's on fire, but
first responders from Royal and surrounding communities had previously done walkthroughs at this very facility for training.
And what we need to emphasize here is that this is a compounding disaster on top of a massive drought they've been enduring there. Farmers are assessing their fields on top of the fact that 96% of the state is experiencing drought conditions. And then we have the derecho. So the USDA now says 14 million acres of crop were affected by the derecho. Severely damaged accounts 4 million acres of corn and 2.5 million acres of soybean. Corn and beans, that's a ton of crops, millions and millions of acres. On top of all that, Iowa experiencing the most widespread drought on record since 2013. The crop damage is probably the worst I've ever seen. Largest area of damage, multiple problems, cascading failures. You can see how these things are mounting here. And we're not going to know for sure the total damage until next harvest. But again, stepping back, during the derecho, when I covered that, we saw picture after picture. It wasn't just the corn that was knocked over in the fields. It was grain bin after grain bin destroyed, knocked over. All of the on-farm storage for grains in this 100-mile swath of Iowa was destroyed. And that means that farmers now have no place to store their grains. In fact, Chuck Grassley here is saying many grain bins were destroyed during the derecho. This means farmers don't have the ability to keep their grains anymore. So they have to take them to grain elevators, boom, which are suddenly exploding. So you see, it's like piece after piece is falling here. And the very infrastructure that feeds the nation is being destroyed. If you can't shut it down in the name of, right, we saw that California is ordering meat plants to shut down. Ontario and parts of Michigan are mandating COVID-19 testing, and that's spreading throughout the U.S. right now, which is then being used as an excuse to shut down farms. So if you can't shut down a farm because of a virus, if you can't order the meat plants closed, if you can't send weather warfare through and take out 14 million acres of crops in a single land hurricane, well, you just burn down the grain elevator. You just explode the silos in Beirut. You just burn everything down. And this is what we're experiencing here, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's pretty clear when you see these things all happening every day that this is a systematic destruction of the systems that feed us, because we know they are hitting the reset button on the food supply. They're tearing down the old so that they can build from the ashes the phoenix of the new world order rising, the new transhumanist food systems. And
Welcome to the new today, huh?
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have
To paraphrase Morpheus, there's splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
I really hate to even give this information out, but this is the way it's going. Beware, be aware.
Governments are not taking steps as we enter the grand solar minimum to ensure that we had food stocked away that we could feed the population. No, they know this was going to happen, and they are seizing on that opportunity to hit the reset button and take total control. So when we see Bloomberg saying, hey, just like 9/11 meant that we needed to form the Department of Homeland Security, now COVID-19 means we need a federal agency to oversee food. That's not because they care about you, ladies and gentlemen. That's because the Rockefellers are calling for a federal agency to ensure nutritional security. They want guaranteed universal basic income, universal basic nutritional supplements. They just want total communism all over the world. And that's what they're implementing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this has been informative. Please help me in spreading the word about the destruction of the food systems around the world and the need then for us all to be growing our own food and saving seeds, raising animals, taking back the power to feed our families and our communities from these people who are trying to take total control over society. It's not a secret what's going on at this point. So thank you. You can find this report and all my reports on... Ladies and gentlemen, you perhaps heard about the mystery seeds from China and how dangerous they were. But did you know that homegrown squash and other vegetables can actually kill you? Yes, food is very dangerous. Growing food, gardening, extraordinarily risky. And we need to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And I've covered in depth the total technocratic takeover of our food supply system, indeed, at this point, of everything. In 2020, it's become clear all these agendas have been rolled into one glob of globalism nonsense. But specifically, we have seen that the technocrats intend wholly to go so far as to take total control of all resources on the planet and track everything, track all activity. And from this article in Forbes about using the blockchain and artificial intelligence to do just that, we even read that they intend to tag each individual coffee bean, each individual cut of a fish. They want a total awareness of every resource. And so an agenda like that would be at risk if we started growing our own food, if we started saving seeds and producing our own organic food that they didn't tag, well, that would be anathema to their agenda, wouldn't it?
Why are we allowing this?
But they've thought of that, and they imagine a future where growing your own food is illegal. Because after all, competition is sin, right? And we want everyone to buy from our integrated robotic food supply chain. And so when we see the very beginnings of this agenda rolling out right now, paving the way to actually make it illegal for you to grow food or for you to keep animals. And even though it sounds a little ridiculous now, just like meat shortages and Wendy's not having burgers sounded ridiculous last year, but we've seen it now. So I want to, again, look a little bit forward and squint and try and make out what we're already seeing now of this agenda to make growing food illegal. Now, the Chinese false flag seed thing that I covered, the mystery seeds from China, I indicated was probably the beginning hint of this. And indeed, China did turn out to be a false flag. China denied that they had sent these seeds. And in the days thereafter, the USDA claimed that the seeds were noxious. They didn't specify exactly what they meant by that, but they certainly put out the language and the headlines, and they did this everywhere. In fact, there were tens of thousands of people that received seeds. This was a very expensive operation, whoever sent the seeds and whatever they were, just the logistics behind it and all the media coverage with the talking points going out from the central. You can tell this was an operation, a propaganda. It was very interesting. So these dangerous seeds went out. And then this piece came out. Arkansas man planted those mystery seeds from China, and he grew a massive, unstoppable fruit.
U.S. Department of Agriculture continues to warn people to watch out for unsolicited packages of seeds shipped from China. They say it could be an invasive species. Before word got out, though, a Boonville man planted those seeds. Now agriculture experts are digging them up.
Doyle Crenshaw from Boonville got these strange seeds in the mail 2 months ago. He says curiosity took over and he planted them.
About every 2 weeks I'd come by and put Miracle-Gro on them, and they just started growing crazy.
Experts are unsure what this plant really is, but the concern is it turning out to be an invasive species, which could hurt local agriculture.
These seeds could introduce an invasive weed.
Are people really falling for this shit? Are people really this stupid? Oh my gosh.
Invasive insect pest or a plant disease.
The plant has a large white fruit and orange flowers, much resembling a squash plant. The Department of Agriculture is removing the plant on Crenshaw's property for further study and are urging people to not plant the seeds.
Okay, before we take it apart, I just want to point out there's a huge problem already with the timeline. This piece came out on the 5th of August, and the USDA's warnings were coming out towards the end of July. So there was only a couple weeks lag time between these two things, and yet this man claims, I've been pouring, but same thing, Miracle-Gro on the crops every 2 weeks for some time now.
About every 2 weeks I'd come by and put Miracle-Gro on them. And they just start growing crazy.
So it doesn't make sense. There's already a mismatch. How did this guy get his Chinese mystery seeds months before the rest of us? We may never know. But
plus, there's nothing else growing in this garden. Okay? This seems to be like a test plot, pilot, bullcrap, just to put fear into ignorant people.
But I also, more importantly, wanted to point out that authorities, because he's growing this from an unauthorized Chinese mystery seed.
But the mystery seeds were black. See, they showed the mystery seeds, and the seeds that he was growing were squash seeds. They are really placating to people who just want to listen to the headlines and think that it's true instead of investigating it.
Literally are coming to steal his plant. Quote, authorities are coming to remove the plant to do further tests on it to try and determine what species it is.
The Department of Agriculture is removing the plant on Crenshaw's property for further study.
So there it is. If you grow unauthorized plants, unauthorized food, here it is. It's already happening. Authorities are taking plants, if they're not, from authorized seed sources. And I speculated in my previous report about these false flag seeds that that there could be a day when the government said, you can't grow stuff unless it comes from an authorized seed seller, right? Monsanto, Syngenta, these guys that have control over the seed supply already. Competition is sin. They want total control. And now there's a new leg in this narrative. Let's read here from the Metro. This has been – they've been hammering on this. There's a piece every few days about poisonous squash, toxic squash syndrome. And this is apparently something that's real. If you have a squash that you grew and it tastes bitter, don't eat it. It might kill you. But nonetheless, this is being used, again, as a talking point, which is being sent out to tons of media operations to push out this new idea that food, especially homegrown food, is dangerous. It could kill you. Don't do it. Man poisoned after eating potentially lethal homegrown courgette. Michael Andrews, 67, suffered sickness and diarrhea after having just a bite of this courgette he cultivated in his garden in East Yorkshire. Again, it's being called the worst illness I've ever had after accidentally poisoning myself. Listen how they describe it. I can't describe what it was like. The taste was instantly horrific. I felt that Satan himself had done his business on my tongue. So there you go. If you grow your own food at home, it's like Satan taking a crap in your mouth. They've really they actually just equated these two things. Seed companies recalled batches of these squash seeds after they were found to contain unusually high levels of cucurbitacins, the bitter-tasting compounds that can be poisonous. It causes toxic squash syndrome. Note that those were seeds from seed companies. Those aren't home. This isn't some dude saving seeds. They were from a seed company and they were recalled. I was desperately ill. I slept solidly for 2 days. I had these crazy hallucinations. Then I went online and I couldn't believe it. There were other people who were having problems with the lockdown having encouraged a growing trend of people trying their hand at cultivating their own vegetables. This is one of several recent cases of squash syndrome. Most infamously, a 79-year-old man in Heidelberg died after eating his homegrown squash. And I looked this up because I couldn't believe it. This is 2015. So they're really reaching
here. They're talking zucchini, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen. But it did happen. Some guy grew squash. He's almost 80 years old, and he ate the entire thing and died. So very sad. Again, it's a legitimate thing. Don't eat your squash if it tastes bad. But then look at the continuing coverage of this. Now from the Daily Mail, and this, it's, like I said, it's a drip, drip, drip. It just keeps coming. You could be eating killer courgette. Hundreds of gardeners now have been poisoned in recent months. And even that one guy 5 years ago died. Really reaching. When the pandemic left millions at home, bored Britons took to their gardens to grow their own vegetables. First of all, what about people who were actually interested in eating healthy food? Or they didn't want the GMO trash? Or they saw the writing on the wall that there are food shortages ahead? There have been tons of pieces about Brexit causing interruptions to the food supply. So calling them bored Britons is extremely dismissive.
Right.
And in fact, this reinforces what Lord Birkenhead said, that in the future, agriculture will just be a hobby for rich people. No, this is – it's called self-sufficiency. It's what humans have always done. All right, so putting that aside, according to some worrying reports, growing your own vegetables can seriously damage your health rather than improve it. Can you believe these jerks? Can you believe they can say this with a straight face, trying to convince you that it's dangerous to grow your own food? Dozens, possibly even hundreds of gardeners have been poisoned, possibly, maybe even 100 people in recent months by eating homegrown squash laden with harmful toxins. Symptoms range. Again, they sent out poisonous seeds.
So no more farmers markets either. So that breaks down the rest of the farming community.
That's what happened here. They were recalled. This is not a function of people getting into gardening. And now people are getting sick and having crazy, trippy dreams. Yes. So, and they recall, again, they recall the same story that we've just read about. So there's no need to put out more news about this other than to keep pushing that talking point. Food is dangerous. You shouldn't be growing your own food. And bear in mind, the CDC has already been putting out warnings here in the U.S. about how dangerous chickens are and ducks in your backyard, because kids and people hug their birds and then they get salmonella poisoning. Almost 150 people got sick from it, had to go to the doctor, and one person might have even died. Perhaps even 100. You know, that's just, it's stunning.
Backyard animal ban, authorized seeds only for your safety.
So there is no real new unprecedented danger.
This is so
here.
Wrong.
They're just taking these things that have always been so true wrong. And now they're saying, oh my God, it's so dangerous. You couldn't possibly really be thinking about growing your own food. And they are dissuading you from doing so. And this is all...
It's not just dissuading you. There's no processed agricultural stuff anymore. You can't just go buy your amended materials or anything else like that. They are literally stealing our lives away from us. And people are just sitting back not caring or doing a thing about it. What can be done, people? What can be done? Do you realize what is happening around you?
Part of emasculating humanity. There's also this gun, they call it a gun bill, but look what it actually does. This bill to ban ghost gun machinery is so poorly written, so overarching in its scope, that it goes so far as to ban mills or drill presses or tools that you can use to make anything. Because conceivably, what? Someone could make a gun out of it. It's what? So ridiculous. It's like saying we have to ban all pens because someone might write a book that could make someone else get upset, and then that person could go harm someone. That's how far out we are from now. We have to ban the tools that might be used to make this other tool that maybe could get in the hands of someone crazy and do something bad with it. It's like 6 degrees removed. But that's because it's not actually the point. The point is that if you don't have a drill press or a mill, you can't do anything. You can't build anything. We want to go build great things? Not anymore. We're taking away your power grid because of these new microgrids. It's the smart way of the future. We're taking away your food. We're taking away your ability to even create things because of guns. It's not a gun bill. This is emasculating humanity, removing you, stripping from you your ability to grow or build or do anything.
Oh my God.
Except participate in the beast system and buy their blockchain things. Let's stop there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a total takeover of the food supply over everything, as you can tell. And we need to fight back, or else they're just going to ram this stuff out. This is a blitzkrieg in 2020 of all of these agendas synthesized into one push for total control, and we have to get people to fight back right now. So thanks for helping me spread the word, and thanks for helping me fight back. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com, and if you value this broadcast, please help me keep it up. There's a few different ways you can do that. You can get them at iceagefarmer.com/support. Folks, thanks for watching. Let's go build great things while we have the equipment to do that.
Right?
Let's go raise awesome animals while it's still legal. And let's go grow abundant food while we can still get the seeds and save them and share them. It's really important that we do that right now. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.
Yes. Oh, I didn't want to let that go. Oh, this will be good. Let me see if I can refresh it. Okay. Well, what'd you think? Are you ready to say goodbye to everything that you once knew that you possibly had in your reach of existence and being just completely annihilated and taken away from you? Are you? Are you ready for that? Ghost machines? Because you might need a socket and you're building sockets for other people? I mean, seriously. What is the situation that we are allowing is beyond me. Beyond me.
As your trusted health authority, I'll share with you why you should be more scared than ever before. But first, there's been a new twist in the COVID crisis. We just published research on the CDC website that shows only 6% of COVID deaths that we've been reporting to you were caused by COVID alone. 94% of COVID deaths had an average of 2.6 comorbidities. That means of the 161,392 COVID deaths that we've been shoving in your face, only 9,200 inflating the COVID death count by 152,182 deaths? Absolutely not. because we genuinely don't believe in math. And does this new information that proves that COVID is far less deadly than we've been trying to get you to believe mean you shouldn't live with intense fear anymore? Absolutely not. As your trusted health authorities, we consider our original estimates of over 2 million COVID deaths in the U.S. to be a far more accurate number than the 9,200 deaths that have actually happened. And of the 9,210 deaths, 90% of them were in people of advanced age, which means young people are at extreme risk because you never know when your age is going to advance by multiple decades all at once. People finding this published information and spreading it around on social media wasn't part of our plandemic because it puts people at risk of not being scared to death of this statistically not very deadly disease. Luckily, we started running smear campaigns on the sources that are highlighting this dangerous fake news that's based on facts. Look for terms like conspiracy theories and fringe theories that we use to make these new statistics irrelevant. And we're also having it censored on social media already for everyone's protection. And to help you further forget this new relevant information, we've also buried it on the CDC website. Good luck finding it. Only 6% of reported COVID deaths actually died from COVID? Now's a great time to discount people that speak of this new information with a well-thought-out, emotionally charged comment rebutting something they didn't say. Like, oh, so you're saying you don't even care about the people that did die of COVID? You're glad they're dead? You just want sick people to die? Well, because they said nothing to indicate that, your emotionally fueled abstract assumption is obviously a more accurate expression of what they meant than what they expressed. Now, we plead with you not to use this new information as a rational basis to rethink the level of fear that you're living under. Because rethinking your thinking could cause you to change your mind. And changing your mind is uncomfortable and a potential cause of COVID because our science fiction has yet to prove otherwise. And new information is the new outdated information, so you'll want to stay with the times. So why should you be more scared than ever before? Because statistically speaking, your chances of not dying from COVID are 99.96%. And that means if you're in the 0.04% that does die from COVID, you have a 100% chance of dying. Take a look at the numbers. And luckily, that means we're still justified in trying to ruin your lives to save your lives. In an effort to do so, please pay close attention to the COVID death count that will continue to run across your screen for you. Look, here it is! And so you can stay under your warm, wet blanket of fear, we'll neglect to adjust the death count for accuracy with respect to this new information. And we'll also continue to take away your rights for your protection. And just like how a woman abused by her husband might say, "He only hits me because he loves me," you can repeat, "They're only taking away my rights to protect me." And you'll continue to surrender your rights because you're scared. Now that we've confused any clarity you might have been feeling on the new COVID death count information, you can go back to sleep. Please stay tuned for more updates on what you should be thinking and feeling. Hi, this video will probably get censored, but maybe to help spread the idea of freedom from fear around and also make the censors work a little harder for their money, I'm going to invite you to download this video from my Dropbox link and upload it to all your channels if you'd like to. You have my explicit permission to upload this video to any of your channels. Score one for the little guys. As your trusted health authority,
I just really like this guy. But they're not giving you the subscriptions. You can subscribe. You can even ding the little bell. I haven't been getting any flipping knowledge about my, my email. They used to come in my email. And then just one day it stopped. No more email of YouTube's. I don't know why, if they're just censoring me or censoring somebody else, or you know, I'd like to know, is it just me getting it? Not getting it? Is it my email carrier? Seriously, just too funny. That was a good last video. He's cute too. Red M on here. Mustache. Beard. Yeah. Really. And he's saying it straight. It's just like the other guy, the ice guy. I'm trying to see if I can find one of his videos here. Ice Age? Was that the name of it? Yeah, they're pretty... I like seeing the youth actually seeing things and like finding the information, you know, to spread this. I mean, this just, oh my gosh, scared the living. Oh. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see the destruction of our existence, but I'm witnessing it and it's pissing me off. And I don't like being pissed off. That's where I came up with that word. Yeah, just, oh my gosh. Why? I mean, how can we remake a whole new dimension and just walk over and eliminate the rest of this dimension? Because what they've done to this planet, what they've done to each other, what they're doing to us, I just can't see why anybody would want to be around here doing this at all. This is despicable, disgusting, painful, and I don't like it. And I don't like that my children are having to go through it or anything else like that. This is despicable. Thank you all for joining me today. Hope you got something out of there that'll help you get up and do something that might actually save your neighbors, yourself, or your children.
Revolution.